have provided for them. Shepherds, humble herdsmen, hastening with the greatest message that they could be fed the full 7-course menu, the spiritual food in due season. May they be servants, like it's written there in Matthew 24, giving out the meat in due season. Faithful and wise. Bless you, God. Men that love your people, Father. Men that's willing to lay down their lives for them. Little shepherds, reflecting the great shepherd and bishop of our souls. In the name of Jesus Christ tonight, Lord, we commit each and every one into your mighty hands, thanking you and praying, oh God, that you will follow these things that have been spoken, knowing that these saints are faithful and true. You'll pass through the neighborhoods, you'll pass through the homes, and you, Lord God, will begin to lead and direct them, quicken and sensitize your people, that these things that the book of Daniel and Revelation describe, when we look out there, Father, in these three dimensions that we live in, we'll be able to identify all these prophecies in the process of fulfillment, being fulfilled with such rapidity, O God. And Lord, with spiritual discernment, we'd see that we have come where that door is fixing to swing shut. O God, may you seal up every elected one. You will. Because you said not one will be lost. All that the Father had given. The same way you found Mary Magdalene. The same way you found Peter and you encouraged him. When he went back fishing. The same way you broke the unbelief that was strangling Thomas when he couldn't believe. The same way, dear God, you broke the bread and opened the eyes of Cleopas and his friend. You are still that same Jesus. We have that confidence in you that you are still the same and does the same. And these things are written for our examples. Bless our brother Brian in a special way. We love him, Father. We see such a fine spirit in him, dear God. We pray that you'll bless him and his family in every way. You bless his church, Father, and all your ministers. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father. Our heart says, amen. God bless you tonight.
Christ himself, But I look around, I see so much imperfections shown to me by the devil, my enemy, trying to get me sad and depressed. But I stand right up on my two feet. I look at him straight in the eyes and I say,
comes up. There's a green test LCZ08.
Pentecostal fathers. How thankful we are this morning. Amen. We are right in the Bible. The Spirit and the bride say, come. After she has eaten the book, she can prophesy. Amen. And we saw this morning in the word that Ezekiel, he ate the book. And then he was commissioned to speak. And we see John was commanded, take the book. Go and take the little book that is open in the hand of the angel. And thou must prophesy, amen, among many peoples and nations and kings and tongues. And we can say today, this day, amen, these scriptures are fulfilled in our very midst this morning. How thankful we are for his amazing grace to us. Praise his mighty name, amen. Oh, we are such a blessed people, a privileged people. It's only his amazing grace to us. Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet at this time. We certainly thank God for this wonderful time in his presence. Hallelujah. This great seventh seal. This great mystery. Hallelujah. That's opened up in this last day. It's a secret. Amen. But the bride would know it. A secret to the world. But revealed to us. Say, you would see me, I'd come to you. Hallelujah. We are so thankful this morning. Amen. We have two prayer requests here this morning before we dismiss, and we want to bring them before the Lord. Sister Mary Muhammad is requesting prayer for fever that has left her tongue, making it very difficult to eat. Tongue has been blistered and even difficult to speak, and is designed healing from this condition. Our God is more than able. Amen. We have seen time and time again. Amen. We stand here to offer prayer. His ears are open to our prayers. Amen. And Brother Glenn Sharp is requesting prayer for his brother Keith Sharp, who is due to take an operation in the bladder in 2 weeks to remove a large stone in the urinary tract after having done spoken to him. Amen. He had a previous one, but maybe it wasn't successful. But he's trusting God. Amen. That God be merciful. Amen. Let's bow our hearts this morning. We are so grateful and thankful. Praise your mighty name, Father. Almighty God. Lord, we see your grace and your love towards us. How great and mighty things was hidden away from great men like Daniel. After hearing seven thunders. But the Bible says he understood not. He sought understanding, but they told him, Lord, go your way, Daniel. And seal it up until the time of the end. Even John, Father. What Daniel said, John saw. When he heard it, he was about to write. And he was commissioned, don't write it. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin the song, the mystery of God should be finished. Here we are in the midst of this great seventh seal. One fold already interpreted, Father. But here we are in the second fold, oh God. That part being interpreted in and through us. The Spirit and the bride. How thankful we are, Father, for this great, amazing grace. How you have chosen us in Christ. Send before the foundation of the world, oh God. When we were with you at the beginning, Father, even before the beginning, Lord. Lord, you have shown us our past. You have shown us our origin. You have shown us our future, Father. Oh, we bless your name tonight, Lord. We thank you for a church like this, Father. We thank you for a ministry like this, Lord. Where seven thunders have been reiterated, oh God, by the ministry, Father. Oh God, literally turn our hearts back to the faith of the Pentecostal fathers. Oh God, preparing us, Lord, for great translation faith. How thankful we can look in a book and see ourselves, oh God, knowing who we are, Father, and the part and part of your program we are in this hour, Father. Oh, this only amazing grace, Lord. It's not that we can boast about, Father, but it's your love towards us, Lord Jesus. It's your amazing grace, Father. Even here in your servant, Lord, standing there, Lord, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and speaking, oh God, as the Spirit gives him utterance to fulfill the scriptures. The Spirit and the bride say, come. We thank you, Lord. We certainly thank you. Father, we stand here, Lord, being conscious of who we are. Your wife, your bride, your beloved, Lord. Bringing these requests before you, Father. You say, ask and you shall receive. Knock and it shall be opened. Seek and you will find. Lord, I say, oh God, the reason why we have them because we ask not. You say, ask that our joys might be full. Oh God, we come today, Father. Bring our precious sister Mary Muhammad, the wife of your servant, Lord God, Brother Joe. Truly a servant to the church, Lord. We ask, Lord, your mercy and your grace would go towards our sister, Father. Lord, remove this fever, oh God, and this blistered tongue, Father. We ask you will touch her, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we stand, oh God, Father, Lord, under your precious blood, looking towards Calvary, Father, knowing the price has been paid and his sentence is finished. Sinners could be saved. Many could be healed, oh God. And we claim that healing for our sister this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Make her well for your glory, Father. Lord, even, oh God, Brother Sharp, requesting prayer for his dear brother, Brother Keith Sharp, Lord, due to have surgery to the bladder to remove a stone, Father, we ask your mercy would be with him, Lord. You would undertake for every situation, Father. You would guide and direct in every way that in any could be totally delivered. Grant these things, we pray, Father. Lord, if there's any request here in our midst today, after hearing your wonderful word, Lord, we ask your great Holy Spirit would meet that need today, Father. Lord, when the Holy Spirit minister your word, the angel always go, Father, and touch and deliver and heal. May it be so with us, Father. As Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Commit this service into your mighty hands, Lord. Rest of the day, be with us. Undertake for us, Father. Bring us back, oh God, and Wednesday night we could fellowship around your precious word again. We thank you for all your kind mercies, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Let's say praise his mighty name this morning, this evening. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise his mighty name. Amen. And next weekend, we have in our precious pastor, Brother Elijah Walters, will be with us. Amen. To minister the word of God on Friday night and also on Sunday morning, God willing. We want to, you know, encourage you to come out Friday night. Amen. Pull on the gift. Amen. God have something for us. Amen. God seem it fit to have that gift. Friday coming and Sunday coming. Knowing God, knowing we have a need. We always have a need, amen. God's preparing us for the great last trumpet, amen. To go in the marriage supper, amen. God gives all his find their places. Some might have sewn a little button, some cut some, sewn a little hem, some doing this, some doing that. But they're all ministers of Jesus Christ, amen. And we will come next weekend by God's grace, Friday the 16th and Sunday the 18th. Support our brother by God's grace coming up. Put our faith in our hearts, amen. Don't forget that, amen. We want everybody to come out by God's grace, amen. Even Friday and Sunday by God's grace. So God richly bless you this morning, today, and we are certainly thankful, amen, again to be in this wonderful presence, to hear these deep secret things. If we weren't bright, we wouldn't hear these things. Hallelujah. As he said, it will be known to the true church of God. God is telling us something. Who we are? The true church of God. Amen. We certainly thank him. Amen. But there's somebody that come. We want to just continue. I think they want to just continue with the service in South Africa. You may have your seats. Amen. Continue with the tape. And all who would want to leave at this time, you're free to do so. And all who want to stay back a little while and continue in the service, amen. You're welcome by God's grace.
Just have three notes of thanks before they turn back over to the service there. Brother and Sister Green would like to thank the Lord for total healing of their son Jahaziel after prayer for an infection in the ear. He's now hearing well and is in good spirits. Amen. Also, Brother Baldat Sanka would like to give God thanks for his grace towards his sister Judy Jagu. After prayer was offered for her, all tests for cancer proved negative. God's name be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be his wonderful name. Sister Jacinta Joseph, that's Brother Elsie's wife. Amen. We'd like to give God thanks for his divine protection after the vehicle was struck from behind, going home after a practice session last night. All is well. Everyone is okay by the grace of God. Amen. He promised never to leave us nor forsake us. Amen. I mean, a season where they're driving crazy on the road with the alcohol in their head, so let's just be careful by God's grace on the streets. But we thank God that he's always watching over us. Amen. So God, we shall bless you. Reach over, shake someone's hand this evening. We're dismissed if you have to go. And we turn right back over to the service. It might be some singing there. Amen at the end. God bless you.
It's the same Holy Ghost in Johannesburg. And God is gathering his bride. And the same things that you touched on the unwritten, the folks will know. We touch on those same things. We touch them Daniel 9, Daniel 12, Revelations 10. We show them the unwritten and the written word. How William Branham came to give us the unwritten. Jesus said, just before we close, when he had this question on the divorce, he said, it is written. He comes back, but he says, I say unto you. He started quoting the unwritten word. William Branham gave us things that was never written. He said it was 11 o'clock when Elohim came to Abraham. Where did William Branham get that from? He comes in one place, he says, Zechariah's wife's name was Rebecca. Where's the scripture for it? He gave us the unwritten. He said Joseph of Mary was 42 years old, a widower. Where did William Branham get that? But he gave us the unwritten. And today we can rejoice because we have received the unwritten word. These are the thunders that shakes us and takes us back to the faith that was once delivered to the saints. What makes Rebecca a bride? What made Rebecca a bride? When she came to the well, she picked up the mind of the messenger Eliezer. And when she picked up the mind of Eliezer, she was on her way to meet Isaac. That's what we need to do, brother and sister. Pick up the mind of the messenger. Find your position. Stop the competition. Recognize who you are. Anoint your faith with your portion of the scripture. And move into position. Out of our condition. May God richly bless you. We thank God that the mind of God has been spoken tonight. And we will rejoice. And we will feast on these things. Let's stand to our feet. As we bow our heads, we close our eyes. What a confirmation that we're all speaking the same thing. And at the same time, let's just sing it before we go home. For the brothers that are setting off after the supper, we would like you to come back. Please assist to set off everything after the supper. Amen.
And at the same time, as soon as this church bride is drawn together, and at the same time, as soon as this church,
the bride.
She's taken up.
Father, as we've come to a close of these meetings, thank you for meeting us. Lord, every service was a blessing. The singing was a blessing, Lord. The gifts that you've given unto men. Oh God, we appreciated what you've done for us. And we pray, Lord, as we move, Lord, to our respective homes and the program that is laying ahead of us this week. We ask that you give us, Lord, strength. May you give us overcoming power. You promise, Lord, not ease and prosperity, but you promise grace to endure in every trial. Thank you, Lord God, for the amazing grace. Thank you, Lord, for this hour that you've given us. Thank you for choosing us, Lord, before the foundation of the world. By predestination, by foreknowledge, you thought of us to be expressed in this dark Laodicea. Thank you, Lord God, that we know that our preparation is not for the tribulation, but our preparation is for that great rapture. We pray that you anoint every Lord heart that is here tonight. Those that are on the live streaming, Lord, we even think of the bride around the world. Undertake for them, Lord Jesus, as we commit this, Lord, further into your hands. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Shake one another's hand. Brother Russell, maybe you could come and do a song before we dismiss. Amen. You are dismissed. God bless you. Shake one another's hand and just love one another. Brother Russell, maybe we could do some African song before we leave. Trinidad Saints, you could move to the hall. Supper will be served for the Trinidad Saints. You could move to the hall and have supper. Amen.
Fly.
never go back anymore. I say when I remember what the Lord has done, I'll never go back anymore. Say no, 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 I'll never go back anymore. I say no, 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 I'll never go back anymore. I say when I remember what the Lord has done, I'll never go back anymore. I say when I remember what the Lord has done, I'll never go back anymore. We say no, 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 I'll never go back anymore. I say no, 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 no.